FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
It may be pouring in KZN, but for Leon Gering, it's raining money.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely insane. No, the feeling is, I guess I just have a sense of gratitude and just feeling blessed.
His life was transformed a few minutes ago when he was announced the winner in our A Million and Change competition. The Pretoria resident and father of one was speaking to East Coast Breakfast about his newfound wealth.
The first thing you want to do with the money?
Yeah.
I have no idea, to be honest. But like I said, there'll be signs.
So, say the family, you get home and the family says, let's go on holiday.
Yeah.
Where are you going to go? What are you going to do?
I'm sure my wife, she's the planner in the family, so she will decide 100% for us.
Okay.
I'm just the passenger.
Well, as schools close for the first term today, the NSRI is urging holidaymakers on the coast to please exercise caution. A new moon spring tide is set to peak tomorrow. Spokesperson Craig Lambanon says it'll bring stronger tidal flows that could intensify rip currents, particularly in the late afternoon during the first days of the holiday period.
There's an increased risk of strong rip currents at beaches. Above all, remember that alcohol and water don't mix, and children must always be supervised when they're in or near water. The effects of the spring tide will last for several days, so time your coastal activities with care.
International relations officials are urging job seekers looking for work abroad to be cautious. 23 South Africans were lured by job ads on social media were repatriated from Myanmar yesterday after being held captive.
Unscrupulous human traffickers keep changing and improving their methods in their efforts to defeat and evade law enforcement agencies. These criminal syndicates are highly organized and can be very good at identifying, recruiting potential victims.
Durko's Crispin Peary says the men and women were among 7,000 individuals from other countries who applied for jobs in Thailand. When they arrived there, it's understood they were transported to neighboring Myanmar against their will. The victims were reportedly tortured and forced to work under 24-hour surveillance for up to 16 hours a day. Peary says they were forced to target people through online scams.
Research and verify the recruitment agency or consult with the country's local embassy, register on the Durko Travel Smart application for guidance. If you suspect someone is a victim of human trafficking, report the matter.
And Canada's Prime Minister says his country's relationship status with the US has changed.
The old relationship we had with the United States, based on deepening integration of our economies and tight security and military cooperation, is over.
Mark Carney was addressing reporters in Ottawa after President Donald Trump introduced a 25% tariff on all cars imported into the US. The levy, set to come into force next week, could be devastating for the Canadian auto industry that supports an estimated 500,000 jobs. Carney's called the auto tariffs unjustified and said they were in breach of existing trade deals between the two countries.
I understand and respect his goal to support American workers, but I disagree with him that this is how to help them.
Dublin and Richards Bay going up to a high of 26 degrees. Maritzburg 24. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.